This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Well, Coach, general thoughts on this one?
Well, I thought the road caught up with us tonight. You know, we could not hit any open shots. We had looks. We had opportunities. But, you know, we went back up to Buffalo. That trip hurt us, that eight-hour trip, and then had to go back. And then the road to Florida and the long trip yesterday, 11-hour trip yesterday. It definitely took a toll on us making some open looks and open shots that we normally make. But this week we got a chance to get back and recover. And we have a home game, and hopefully we can bounce back.
Yeah, it's a home game right here as they're taking a tag away. Looking at some of the bright spots here, Myron Thomas had a good game, 15 points, 8 rebounds, including a couple of threes. Now, that's something that once he figures out, and again, I know it seems like a broken record here, but once he really locks in, he's going to be unstoppable, a guy who can score from down low and from the perimeter.
Well, you know, every night we have, you know, when you have a freshman team, you just never know who's going to show up or what team is going to show up. But we're playing with such a young team, and they're still trying to figure it out. And it's hard to figure out, you know, against a powerful house like Old Dominion and a powerhouse like the St. Bonaventures and the teams that we played. But I told them, let's compete and give your absolute best effort, and I'll accept whatever happens. But if we can execute against these teams, you know, when we get into conference play, we should be able to execute. That's what I'm trying to sell to our team, because this role is brutal. It's definitely brutal. But everybody in the country has to do it. So we just got to find a way to get through this tough time right here and just prepare.
I want to look deep into the box score really quick. Najee Fitzgerald, his first collegiate field goal. He had 3 points late. And I know former manager walk-on on this team, I know you really took notice of the kind of man that he was. Can you just comment real quickly on Najee and his role on this team?
Well, Najee is... he's a fantastic person. Now, he probably don't have a bit of basketball ability, but because he's such a great person, and he asked me if he could walk on and be a part of our program, and he's actually one of the team favorites. He's a tough kid. He does whatever I ask. He's a kid, I wish he was about 6'4", 6'5". He would play a lot more. And if the rest of our team took on his personality, as far as how hard he played, we will be even better. But we're going to get to that point where everybody gets to that point.
We got about a week and then American University at home, another team that you're familiar with, lost by one possession in their building last year. But what's the message as we're going to that one?
Well, American is playing well. They're shooting the ball extremely well. And you know, we're missing a lot of our guys as well. So last year's team is different than this year's team. And it's a team that doesn't know the history of us and American in the last 2 years we played. So we got to go in. We got to obviously try to take care of home. We're happy to be back home. Hopefully we can go and bring our fans some exciting basketball. We got to take a couple days off and get our legs back under us, and we'll be ready and prepared to play on Saturday night.
All right, Coach. Thanks. We'll see you then.
Thank you.